Sarah and Vinny.
There's this person here. His name is Eric, and he works for a nonprofit. And he heard us talking about, you know, the protective gear that people need, and he's doing something with 3D printed laser cut face shields, and he's providing a local hospitals, and he's overwhelmed with requests. They have several supplies lined up and just purchased material for 4,000 face shields, but every mask costs a certain amount, so every bit helps. So I want him to hop on the line and tell us about a little bit more about what he does.
Is Eric, he ready to go, Nicole? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Eric. First of all, 3D printing, that is super future. You know, it's you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I can't believe that that's just happening. And what do these face shields look like? What are we talking about here?
So they look like a traditional clear face shield that doctors wear.
Oh, it's clear.
Ours, so with COVID-19, since it's a relatively heavy virus, it doesn't stay airborne very long. But if someone sneezes in your face, it's going, you know, obviously be a problem. So a lot of doctors and nurses are wearing clear face shields for patients who are, you know, showing symptoms, things like that.
Coughing, sneezing,
to protect
right?
them from like that direct spray of virus matter.
Right.
So those have been really in short supply. And we had a couple of hospitals that just reached out to us and said, hey, like, you know, we're really short on this equipment. Is there any chance that you guys have some? We didn't have any on hand, but we were like, well, we have a laser cutter and 3D printers. We can make some.
You guys can MacGyver that up over there, huh?
Yeah, exactly. we're a nonprofit makerspace. So what we do is make stuff all the time. And normally members are in here working on all of the equipment we have. But with the shutdown right now, we were just vacant. We're like, well, we can, you know, turn some of this equipment on and start producing face shields for you guys.
Give us a website that people can visit. I'm super interested in this makerspace where people can go ahead.
It's a fascinating community. The people here are amazing. It's MakerNexus, MakerNexus.org. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. The biggest challenge that we're running into right now is just getting enough materials on hand without, you know, essentially having to close down the business when, you know, this, you know, shelter in place stays open or is lifted, because
right.
you know, we're a nonprofit. We're entirely community funded. So donations, and if you have a 3D printer at home, if anyone has a 3D printer at home, you can go on our website and sign up to volunteer to print.
So you have like a pattern that gets put into the computer of the 3D printer?
Yeah, we've got a file that you can get in your computer and use what's called a slicer that basically takes a solid model, a 3D, three-dimensional model, and slices it into little tiny layers. And then the 3D printer, it's kind of like squeezing a tube of toothpaste out and drawing a picture with it.
Oh, my God.
Except that tube of toothpaste is a very, very small nozzle that melts the plastic as it squirts it out. And you just build from the bottom up a three-dimensional form with it.
And so when you're saying, you know, you're squeezing out this material, are we talking about like some kind of hopper that you're putting like plastic pellets into and it melts it down? And
it's rolls of filament. So it's we're mostly using 1.75 millimeter diameter PETG, which stands
it's like a
up
big spool of something that's sort of feeding into it.
Yeah, a giant roll of plastic that just feeds in, and then it draws. It essentially draws a three-dimensional object layer by layer, like you're, you know, just building slices, like you're doing like a layer cake, and just builds it from the top,
or like an MRI or something. Incredible.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Incredible.
Yep.
All right. Well, listen, Eric, give some shout outs to some people and give us that web address one more time, too.
Oh, man. I don't know who listens to Alice, but we have an amazing team over here. Jim, Nicole have been just absolutely amazing. Our executive director right now is at home, hopefully getting better from, don't know if she has CV-19, but Regina has been amazing. Andrea has been a lifesaver for me. She's been taking on a ton of the kind of back end work and just letting me focus on making stuff. And then the address is www.makernexus, MakerNexus. Again, donations are the biggest help right now.
Yeah.
.org. Yeah, sorry. You know, $20 gets 4 or 5 face masks out to frontline workers. So every bit helps. We're trying to get a lot more, much larger quantities of material ordered in. We just have to have the money on hand to do it.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Eric. It's really nice to talk to you, and thanks for that is important work over there.
Yeah. Plus, and if people are listening and you're at a hospital that needs face shields, go on there. We have a request form. You can request face shields for your hospital or clinic where you work.
Danny,
good job, Eric.
That's perfect. All right, Eric, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having
us.
The
answer is everybody.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not sure who listens to Alice. It's everybody listens to Alice.
Tell your mom.
All right.
Thank you, Eric.
I do.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
bye.
Eric.
Sarah and Vinny.